Big Witt came back to Cincinnati.
Yep.
He's part of the preseason broadcast team for the LA Rams. And we're going to catch up with him in the trenches with Dave Lapham, brought to you by First Star Logistics. Thanks for being part of it. Andrew Whitworth visited with Mike Brown and the Brown family before the game up in the suite. Like I said, he was part of the broadcast team for preseason games. He's going to be part of the pregame broadcast crew for Amazon. He's coming to Cincinnati for the Bengals-Dolphins game on Thursday night, broadcast for Amazon. So it's going to be great to see Witt once again. You're talking a great football player playing with the Bengals and the Rams. So the irony of the whole thing is mind-boggling to me a little bit. And I think he's going to be an outstanding broadcaster. He talks about his career as a player, the football team the Cincinnati Bengals have currently, his broadcast role, and so much more. You're going to enjoy the great Andrew Whitworth. You're in the trenches once again with Dave Lapham, brought to you by First Star Logistics. And in the trenches with us today is a guy who dominated the trenches, Andrew Whitworth, the big man who now is transitioning from a stellar playing career to what is going to be an equally stellar broadcast career. Big Whit, welcome to the show, my man.
What's going on, Lap? I'm doing good, man. Appreciate you having me on.
Now, you're the man. You are the man. So, like I said, your last year with the Rams, you win the Super Bowl, you win NFL Man of the Year. There wasn't anything you didn't win. I mean, talk about going out in a blaze of glory. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it was a really special year, man. It was amazing to be able to end your career after 16 years of doing this in that fashion. Just so many cool moments and special people along the way. And to end it on top like that was a lot of fun.
So you ended up, your last game was against a team that you came into the National Football League with, the Cincinnati Bengals. And it kind of comes full circle. We just see you as part of the broadcast team for the pregame television crew with the LA Rams, and you're going to be working with Amazon. And so you're all over the broadcast part of it. How different, how similar Cincinnati Bengals that you saw in Super Bowl 56, the Cincinnati Bengals that you saw in the preseason. Now I'm not talking about the preseason game, but I'm talking about when you watch tape and all that of the practices when they were going against each other.
Yeah, I mean, I think you really see it. You can see why both these teams were there. I mean, there's a lot of pieces of these two teams offensively, defensively, even in the teams that you realize why they're successful. I mean, I think really you look at the two head coaches is where it starts and really the tempo and the culture that they start their approach with as head coaches is really cool. I mean, it's two special places to play that both places have a lot of pride in how they play and how they approach the game, and they play sound, fundamental football. I mean, a lot of the times in the NFL, a lot of teams beat themselves more than they get beat, and these two teams don't allow that to happen, and that's one thing you pick on really quickly. They're lined up correctly. They're playing sound schemes, and they're always going to be in a football game and not going to have a lot of mistakes that knock them out of having a chance to win.
I know that you're very good friends with Sean McVay, as well as the coach-player relationship. And I'm sure he listened to your opinions on just about anything, football and otherwise. And Zach, I think, picked up on that from Sean McVay when he left that staff. The lines of communication between coaches to players to coaches, everybody has a voice and everybody's listened to. And, you know, and I think it gives ownership to the players, you know? I mean, do you feel like that's a big deal, a big part of that culture?
I really do. I think you look at this game, it's ever evolving as fast as any right now. Every year there's new pieces, new wrinkles to everything people are doing. And a lot of that is coming from a lot of these teams that are allowing players to be involved in those conversations that are saying, hey, this is how I feel most confident. This is the way I see it from the grass. I used to always have this conversation with Sean and Zach Taylor when he was here. I would make sure that Sean, you know, reiterated to those coaches that the greatest coaches have the opportunity to not tell you what it looks like from the sky and the camera, but to teach you from the grass. If you can teach me from the grass to where when we're eye level and we're looking at the field the way I look at the field, and you teach me how to play and I can communicate to you what I see, that's when we're on the same page and that's when we're really making progress. Because now we're not just talking about things we want to happen. We're talking about ways of how we make it happen. And I think that's really the ability to me that Zach Taylor has, that he has seemed to spread to his staff, and what Sean does so well here, is that if it's something I can't explain to you sitting right beside you on the grass and show you, then it's not something we're going to do. Because what's more important than me than having a cool play is having players being at their best and feeling comfortable and confident in the system we're going to run.
You know, it's amazing when the Rams and the Bengals got together for the two practices and then the preseason game. There were, I mean, really good players on both rosters. I mean, I think both of these football teams are going to be in the hunt, obviously. It's hard to run it back. It's hard to get back to that Super Bowl. But when you look at the rosters of both these football teams, there are some unbelievable football players sprinkling all these rosters, really.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. You look defensively for the Bengals, a couple pieces they have, the sound schemes they play. Like, that was one of the most impressive things to me about them last year when you watch them play team defense, is it's like, hey, you know, every now and then you're going to see Trey Henderson splash, making some huge play and, you know, rushing the passer, and see a couple other guys, Jesse Bates or somebody, break on a football. But the reality is, really what was more impressive than those plays was that down in and down out, they were in the right places. They were playing the schemes the right way. They weren't giving up free stuff. Like, just that ability, when you can do that down in and down out, makes you a really good defense. You're not going to give up cheap yards in the run game. You're not going to give up big plays. I mean, those kind of things are what help you stay in football games and give you a chance to, what this league always comes down to, 2 minutes to go, who's got the football and who's trying to score, who can stop them or who can go get that touchdown. And they're built offensively with a lot of explosive weapons and a great young player in Joe Burrow to be able to do that as well. And you look at the Rams, it's much the same. They're built on a little bit more, I would say, an explosive defense where they make explosive plays, but it's the same concept. We want to be in this game with Matthew Stafford holding the football and us having the weapons we have a chance to win it at the end. And I think that both those teams still have that ability. They still got a lot of talent. And if anything, they've both improved. And so they have no reason to think that either one of them don't have the opportunity to meet again. Obviously, we all know an NFL season's really long. There's a lot of things you got to overcome. And that's what these two teams got to be prepared for. The adversity, the journey. There's going to be injuries. There's going to be tough games. There's going to be things they're going to have to overcome along the way. But it's not going to be because they don't have the right people and the right players and the right coaches to go be successful.
So, Whit, it was great seeing you at Paycor Stadium. In the broadcast booth with Andrew Siciliano and Mina Kimes, Andrew Whitworth. They showed you on the big screen and to the fans at the stadium, and you got a warm reception welcome as would be expected. What was it like for you? Was it kind of a surreal deal for you to be in a broadcast booth at a Bengals stadium broadcasting a Rams-Bengals game? Was it kind of different?
It was. It was a really, really surreal experience. It was, you know, my first time back in that stadium since I left in free agency in 2017. And there was so many emotions and just being so thankful of all the experience and all the people that were part of the journey and that you got to be friends with and knew over the years. It was just so cool seeing everyone. You guys stopped by and got to see all y'all. And so it was an awesome experience. And then to have that moment with the fans made it really special. I'm glad I did it. I wasn't actually going to come out to that game. I'd done the broadcast the first two games for the Rams at home and wasn't going to come out there. And then my wife was like, dude, you will love it if you just go, because I know I was coming in a month with Thursday Night Football. But right. I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and get out early. I want to go ahead and see everyone and get a chance to come to the city. So it was, I'm really thankful I did it because it was really cool. And it was I'm very appreciative of just the love because I feel the same way towards them.
And I know you had a chance, an opportunity to go up to see Mike Brown up in his box, and he was very very excited about it, having an opportunity to visit with you. I know he was, and you seemed to have a pretty good feeling about it after you guys caught up a little bit. I'm not asking you to share any part of the conversation or whatever that's between you folks, but was it obviously you seemed to be, in a very good spirit after you came out of that owner's box. What was it like for you up there?
Yeah, it was great. I got a chance to see the whole family and Katie and Troy there as well as their daughters and everyone. So it was awesome. I mean, I got to see the whole family. So it was good to be up there and get a chance to visit and just catch up on things. We caught up on former guys, you know, that I played with, and, yep. and you know, whether it be Willie and whoever else that, you know, Willie Anderson, you know, other guys that I played with across the league, and kind of just talked about that kind of stuff, and Coach Lewis and all of it. So it was fun to fellowship and talk a little bit about the past, talk a little bit about the future and the league and the direction things are going. You know, obviously Mr. Brown's always on top of that type stuff. So I had a great visit with Mike, and it was just good to see him after all these years. We've shared some letters back and forth over the last 5 years just to each other. I actually have a letter from him that he wrote me in my office, framed in my office now, where I'm watching tape and getting ready for this next chapter. So it was fun to see the family and get a chance to fellowship.
That's great. That's awesome. All right. So your Amazon opportunity, that's a heck of a scenario. What took you in the broadcast direction? I mean, you could have coached, you could have probably done anything in the Rams organization you'd want to do. And the Amazon opportunity crops up and that's what you decide on. And how anxious or how excited are you about it? And how did it come about?
Yeah. You know, I got into the off season and there was a lot of opportunities on the table, and one of them I had just some different companies reach out and ask, you know, if I'd be interested in getting in the media space and football and what I really wanted to do with that next chapter of my life. And so there's been a lot of fun conversations. I think there's still, you know, possibly a future of getting back in football, and maybe, you know, I don't necessarily think I would coach, but possibly in some kind of front office or player development type role. I mean, I love the game. I love being a part of it. And so that's really where it all started. It started with how do I stay involved with the game, stay around the game, studying it, understanding the players who play it, understanding what's next for the game and where it's going. And that was really my focus, is that I want to do that. And so what avenues are there that I can do that? And so obviously I've always felt comfortable talking to the media and kind of being a part of that conversation, and love discussing football. So that really was one, when people started approaching me with it, I was like, oh, I'm interested. I mean, if it's not coaching right now, if it's not really taking on a full-time role with the Rams, maybe something that I could do to kind of keep myself involved in the game and study the game from afar. And that's really what I was interested in. As a player, you get so locked into what you do and like what your guys you're going to face or the defenses you're going to face. And you're not really looking at the big picture all the time. And so I think for me, I was really interested in the opportunity to study the big picture and every position and understanding more about the game. And so really, it's been so invigorating over the last 2-3 months, just studying the game, watching film, built an office to do all my tape watching, studying and reading about things going on in our league. And so it's been probably more time I've spent reading and watching film than probably in the last 10 years. I mean, I've loved it. So it's been a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to the challenge. And it seems like an awesome group to be with, and I can't wait to get going.
Yeah, you've had production meetings. You've got a pretty impressive crew that you're working with. For people that don't know, talk about Amazon, Thursday Night Football. Talk about the broadcast team and everything that goes along with what you're doing.
Yeah, we got a great crew. I mean, you look at it just from even just the game crew. I mean, from Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit and Kaylee Hartung, it's going to be a special group, all great people. And obviously Al being, you know, Al Michaels, he's a legend. It's been so cool for me just being around him and hearing some stories of NFL history and just sports history. Some of the things he's covered over his career, just hearing those stories has been so neat. Kirk's one of those guys I've known forever and through Cincinnati and the Derby. We used to run each other, the Kentucky Derby here or there. And
yeah,
always been just a good man. And it's been cool to be in a relationship there where now we get to kind of work together and I get to talk to him and ask him advice. You're talking about somebody that's done it at a really high level for a long time. And then Kaylee, I've known, she's a Baton Rouge, Louisiana girl, and then grew up an LSU Tiger fan. So we've known each other a long time. So I'm really excited about them. And then on our actually studio crew, I mean, Carissa Thompson is our host, Tony Gonzalez, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Richard Sherman, special group of guys, all guys that have accomplished a lot in the sport. And Carissa's been a legend of a host and hosting different shows from all kinds of different platforms. It's going to be a really fun crew. And then we added other people to the crew, and Michael Smith and Taylor Rooks, who are going to do other things for us, who are awesome at what they do. And it's been just a joy to get to know them and how they're wired and what makes them special. So I honestly, it's like you go from a football team where you got this tight locker room and this tight experience. And then you know, it's really cool to have this opportunity for me to join a whole new team. And it's made up of a lot of really unique individuals who are really good at what they do, really good people. And it's like, I've got this new squad that I'm a part of, and I'm really excited about our chance to do something that's never been done. It's the first time of ever that I've, you know, full streaming experience of live NFL football on Thursday night. And so I it's really cool to be part of a one-on-one situation. And I think we're all really excited to just take it on. There's going to be bumps along the road, but we're pumped up to create a really good product for people to watch.
And you mentioned, which you're coming in Thursday night for the Dolphins game, the Ring of Honor night, and Big Willie goes in. Willie Anderson and Isaac Curtis go into the Ring of Honor. You excited about that journey to Cincinnati?
Oh, man. I mean, I was already excited because before this broadcast thing came on with the Rams, I thought that was going to get to be my first time to get back to the city of Cincinnati. And I planned on coming early and getting to go around the city and see all people that I've hadn't had a chance to catch up with. And I can't wait for that opportunity. But then I'm sitting there this summer and I read, Willie Anderson's going in the Ring of Honor that night. I mean, I called him immediately, hit him up like, dude, I can't wait. You're talking about a guy who mentored me from the day I got there, was always so supportive and helped me understand the game better and grow as a player. Definitely a foundation block of who I am as a football player in the NFL. And so, I think it's one of those things, to ever have that opportunity to watch something like that happen for a guy who more than deserves it all. It's going to be so humbling and so cool just to be there in that moment. It's going to be real special for Cincinnati Bengals and also for myself and O-Lyman that I got a chance to play with Willie.
So I guess let's wrap it up with this, Whit. I know you're a Bengal and a Ram. You've got history with those two organizations. How good do you think the Bengals might be this year after taking a look at it for the Bengals working against the Rams for a few days and in that preseason game?
Well, I really think you look at them. I mean, I see it as offensively, they shouldn't be anything but better. I mean, they improved the offensive line group.
Yeah.
You're still always going to have little holes here or there that you're filling as an offense and things you're trying to get better at. It's going to be about how well you start off the season operating. They're going to have challenges. You're going to have a tougher schedule. You're going to have the target on your back. I mean, you every team is going to put themselves against, this is the team that played in the Super Bowl from our conference. Let's prove who we are. We think we're a contender. So they're going to have that challenge every week, but they're built for it. They've got a lot of veteran talent on defense, guys who they're built on how they play down in and down out. They're not splash players. They're guys who every down play with a certain kind of tenacity and attitude and discipline to their game. So I think defensively that you ought to see the same thing from them. And offensively, you've improved the offensive line. You've got all the skill guys. Everybody's healthy and ready to roll. I think that they have no reason to think that they can't be just as competitive. It's just going to be about that mental aspect of adversity, tough challenges, getting people's best, and being prepared that every week you're going to get it. You're going to have to clean up those bumps and bruises, fix the things you made mistakes, and you're going to get it again the next week. And so you just got to prepare for that journey to climbing the mountain. It's not going to be easy, but you got to just keep moving. Get knocked down, keep moving forward. And if they keep that mentality, they're going to be just fine.
Whit, as always, can't thank you enough. It was great seeing you. Look forward to seeing you Thursday during the season against the Miami Dolphins in that broadcast, that football game. You're a great football player. You're going to be a great broadcaster, and you're even a better human being. You are the man, sir. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you, Lap. Thank you, bro.
You're the best.
At First Star Logistics, we're a very strict company that really puts the pressure on our employees. Brakes? What are those?
That's what I'm talking about, Icky. Get the body right, then the mind's right.
Gotta get that body right.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Become a star with a chance to earn the highest commission percentages in the industry as a freight broker agent. Check out firststarlogistics.com.